this company called SpaceX. I'm fascinated with space. I know we probably waste a lot of money shooting the rockets up there, but nowadays it's a private company called Space, and then the letter X.
Yes.
Elon Musk. That's his company. Elon. Hope I say it right. Elon. I don't know. This blows my mind. And I didn't know if you had heard this or not yet, Lee, but apparently SpaceX is planning to launch one of their rockets around the moon in the year 2018. Next year, they're going to put
next
a rocket around
year.
The moon.
Whoa.
Just like we did back in the Apollo missions. Well, they're going to do it here in 2018. You can go to their website to find out more. And, you know, just the other day, they launched the rocket up and then they sat it back down.
Yes.
They sat the thing back down, standing upright. I mean, they're good.
Don't get me wrong.
They're good at what they do. However, they've had two rockets explode over the last 2 years doing this and perfecting it. So they're flying a rocket around the moon in 2018, and they've already got two passengers to ride the rocket around the moon. Two people have already dumped onto SpaceX the money that's required to get a ticket to fly around the moon.
And how much money is required?
Not saying on my source right here. It's not saying. But even if I had won the Powerball and got $438 million, even if I had done that, and it was like, let's say it's like $50 million to get a ticket. Like, only the people like Bill Gates and all these other folks. Oprah. Probably Bill Gates and Oprah on the SpaceX rocket in 2018. I don't think I would.
Are you going to ride it? Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if I could do that. If they said, hey, it's $10 million for a ticket. We're going to take you around the moon. You want to go? I'd say, no. No, I'm real happy right here.
I'm good. I have children to raise.
I know.
You know when I would do it? This might be a little morbid for a Tuesday morning, but
yeah.
Let's say I had a terminal illness.
Well, then something is different.
Then maybe I would think, well, I'm just going to cash in my life savings and go for this.
This would be
but
something
other than
like that.
You know, as, it'd be hard to forget the two rockets that have exploded.
Right, in the last 2 years. But they're good at what they do, but maybe do like... Put a robot on there. You know, let's test the sensors on the robot. I mean, it's the first time around. The first time they throw that rocket around the moon, they said, let's just go ahead and sell two tickets while we're at it. I mean,
let's just put a couple people on it. Maybe the two people don't know they're going to be on it. Maybe someone else has bought the ticket and they're
going to,
and they're like, surprise, I'm sending you into space.
It seems to me we would throw one rocket, at least one trip around that moon there.
Yeah.
With
a robot. You don't have to use a monkey anymore like the Russians did.
Right.
You can use a robot.
Yeah. I don't know. Just
a computer. I mean, really, do you have to use anything? You can just, the computer can report back on how things are going. Right.
The sensors. Exactly. And then, you know, maybe a couple more successful times, then we'll think about it. All right. So look for that coming in 2018. That's after the whole solar eclipse. I mean, we still got to go through that. So that's space. A little space update here on the show.